Hi, I'm Kate Large. Welcome to the Disconnect the Cords to Heal the Wounds of Your Heart program. I recommend that you listen to the entire program before you begin your disconnection process so you know what to expect and to be able to take the time you need between tracks to complete the action steps involved. For the past few years, I've been consciously working to heal all the fear that has been buried in my heart for lifetimes. The reason I've been doing this is my belief that fear acts as a block that prevents me from living the life that I dream of. You know, fear consists of worry, concern, stress, anxiousness, anxiety, anger, and victim mindset. All feelings of powerlessness, helplessness, and being overwhelmed are fear. The bottom line is anything that is not joy is fear. Everything in our lives is energy. We are energy. As energy, everything vibrates at a specific vibration. And the universe matches to us material things, life situations, and relationships that match the energy at which we vibrate. Now, fear is of a low vibration, and love is at a higher vibration. This vibration at which we vibrate is directly related to what we create in our lives. The vibration we send out is what the universe delivers to our door. So if we're vibrating at the lower vibration of fear, we get more things to be fearful of. If we're vibrating at the higher vibration of love, we get wonderful things delivered to us and that manifest in our life. There were areas of my life that were and are great, but there are other areas that I wanted something better. I could see and sense that there was fear that blocked me from already having what I wanted. So I consciously, actively set the intention to face, disconnect, and heal the fear of my heart. Now, you've probably experienced fears revealing themselves to you over the past couple of years. Even though you weren't consciously intending to address them, you've been forced to. The energies that are affecting the planet in this time of ascension and transformation are illuminating the darkness around our fears so we can see them, face them, disconnect, and heal them. So, like me, when you set this intention, the universe is quick to snap into motion and provide you opportunities to face, disconnect, and heal that fear that resides within you on a grander scale. Healing our fears in order to step into our power to create the life we desire, bringing our heaven to earth, sounds great. The part of this that we often don't look at is that the revelation or facing of those fears is usually painful. That's why we didn't do it years ago. Every time we experienced an opportunity to deal with these deep-seated fear blockages, we suppressed them instead of looking into them and facing them because they were painful. So what I've learned the hard way is that the more painful the experience is, the more benefit we receive when that pain is healed. Here are a couple of examples. Number one, relationships that go sideways. This could be friends, family, coworkers, anyone you come into contact with. Typically, this will be a mirroring situation. When you dig into the core issues of the resistance within your heart, you'll find that the person is mirroring back to you something that you don't like about yourself. Your first reaction will probably be a victim mindset, because you were probably just minding your own business and they stepped into your space and caused an issue by saying or doing something that was inappropriate. Know this, in any relationship, no matter who it is, You cannot control the other person. The only thing you can control is how you continue to react to them. Granted, we're human, so your initial reaction is going to be a human one, and that may mean hurt feelings, anger, frustration, or even outrage, any of these things. But how you continue to react after that initial shock is a choice. If you choose to be a victim, good luck with that, because victim mindset will hold you back and drag you down, and you're going to get another opportunity to heal this situation, and it's going to be more painful than this one. So in order to heal this relationship, you must shift out of the dark energy of victim mindset to the light of love. The second example is life situations will occur that send you into a tailspin of fear that far exceeds the magnitude of the current situation. You may feel intense, choking fear that seems to come out of nowhere because the situation or life event does not warrant such passionate feelings. This is a sign that there's something deeper going on and must be addressed, because if you don't, then again, you will get another opportunity with another life situation, and it will be even more painful than the one you're dealing with now. Now, the easiest and best way that I've learned to heal the pain of these life situations and relationships is to write with the angels. Before we begin, please make sure you're in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, and don't allow your pets to touch you while you do this energy work. The first time I worked with disconnecting cords with my angels, I made the mistake of allowing my daughter's dog to sit on the ottoman at my feet. I didn't realize I was touching him till the angels finished disconnecting my cords, and he moved. When I saw how close he was to me, I began to apologize to him for touching him while I was doing this energy work, and then he threw up. You know, our animals, they take on the pain of our body, and that's what Jaden did. He took in the negativity of what I released. So don't hold your pet in your lap or allow them to sit next to you. Make no mistake, this is very powerful work, and you may see things that are somewhat painful. However, you will be working from a safe space and will use grounding exercises in order to create the highest possible outcome. Above all things, know that you are safe. So discern a life situation, an event or relationship that you wish to face, disconnect, and heal from. Use the journaling manual provided with this program and set the intention to connect with your angels to heal the wounds of your heart. Begin with a prayer, asking that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with you, and then write to your angels what's happened and how you feel about it. Include your confusion, your pain, and your anger as best you can. And when you finish writing, proceed to the next track.